Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Alou chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Davenport fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Davenport. Brock moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodgers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodgers moves to second. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rodgers moves to third. Landrum moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hub scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields the ball and throws to Sanford covering. Safe. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock scores. Hubbs moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hubbs moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Williams reaches second base with a double. Hubbs scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford fires to first and picks off Santo. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landrum bunts towards the mound. Sanford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to second. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCovey throws the ball into Hiller who tags Santo, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keane. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Landrum is walked intentionally. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney Schultz now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Schultz covering. Safe. Alou moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda strikes out. 1 out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou scores. McCovey moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCovey tags and scores. Haller tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel strikes out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. Brock reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. Brock scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays pinch hits for Jack Sanford. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 3 in the game. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rodgers. Ernie Bowman pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowman. The throw from Schaefer and he is out, Rodgers applying the tag. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodgers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Willie Mays now playing center field. Matty Alou now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Rodgers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodgers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rodgers strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landrum hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller catches it and throws to first to double up Banks. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou bunts towards second. Hubs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hubs. Alou moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey is called out on strikes. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haller strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.